Renee, as you consider which television to buy, patience might be a good thing to hang on to. Prices are falling for high-definition TVs, so maybe the best strategy is to wait until next year when retail analysts say prices will be lower. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
To buy or not to buy? Steve Hoke, a marketing professor at the Wharton School, says that's a tough question this year when it comes to flat-screen TVs.
People are probably noodling in their head over that all the time as they're looking at the prices coming down and the products getting a little bit better. At some point, they say, I could wait, but I want it now.
Prices for larger plasma and LCD-type TVs have fallen by 20% to 25% this year and are expected to drop by a similar amount next year. Sales have been booming. Marketing professor Steve Hoke says he thinks he knows why.
Because their neighbor has one. And I think also they have one attribute that other TVs don't have, and that's that they're not very thick. And so they have a utilitarian purpose in terms of having a larger screen for a smaller space.
Plus, they look cool. Douglas Wu is president of Westinghouse Digital, a company that manufactures digital LCD TVs. He says what's taking place in the consumer electronics field right now is similar to what's happened with the price of PCs.
What you see in the marketplace today is that every time the prices go down, the quality of the products are going up. That was the hallmark of the IT industry, too, and that is exactly what's going to happen in consumer electronics, more for less, on a pretty regular basis over the next few years.
Retailers have been aggressively pushing flat-screen televisions this year. Paul Reynolds is product manager with Consumer Reports.
A lot of the new technologies are being heavily promoted, and they certainly have great advantages. But part of the reason those are being promoted so heavily is because the profit margins are considerably higher for the manufacturers and the retailers.
But even though prices are falling, most consumers are spending more on their new TV sets. And that's true whether it's the new flat screens or traditional tube-type televisions, which still make up 90% of the market. Chris Chinnock is president of Insight Media and also edits an industry newsletter.
The average selling price of a TV is actually increasing, and so is the screen size that consumers are buying. How many consumer electronics products can say that's happening with their pricing?
All of which leaves open the question whether you need to rush out and buy a flat-screen television. Those who can resist the temptation will be rewarded with cheaper prices in 2005. Of course, that will also be true in 2006, so there may never be an optimal time to buy. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.